Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. And thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. At this time, we want to prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. We know that prayer changes things. And the Bible says men ought to always pray and not faint. So let us prepare our hearts for prayer. Eternal God and our Father, we are thankful for the great things that you've done in our lives. We thank you for the mercy that you have bestowed upon us, which we did not deserve. But you've been so good to us. Oh, my God, we don't deserve your compassion. We pray that you look upon us, oh, Lord. Help us today. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover the day. You know what we have need of before we act. We pray that you look upon our prayer requests. And as we send up our communication unto you, we pray that you will hear our cry and that you will grant our petitions according to the will of God. We need help. We need strength. Oh, my God, you are powerful. You know all about us. You know our minds. You know our thoughts. You know everything about us. We are seeking to please you. In every way, take away our will. Let our will perish, that the will of Christ may be done in us, that we might be able to be saved in the end. Take control of our lives. Lead, guide, and direct our path. Teach us to acknowledge you in all our ways, that you may direct us. Help us today, O Lord. Look on your people everywhere. We pray that you look on us throughout the country. Touch and bless, strengthen, heal and forgive sins, blot out of transgressions. Look on those souls over in Israel. Touch, O Lord. We know you're able and we know you're a merciful God. Look on the people, O Lord. Spare their lives. Look on your people, O Lord. Have mercy today, O Lord. Oh, my God, send those souls back home if it be your will. Let your blood cover the day. Find the works of Satan. Cast him out. He's seeking to hinder and to destroy the people of God. But, Lord, we know you're able to take us through, and we are yet dependent on you. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will have your way today. Bless this broadcast. Let the word of God go out that a soul might be saved. Help somebody to turn from their way. Somebody that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, we pray that you have mercy on them and that you will save them to the uttermost. Let the blood of Jesus cover, O Lord. Wash and make ever with whole. Have thine own way, Jesus. Oh, my God, we're down here praying and waiting on you. We realize that we can't do nothing except you come. Bless in a special way, O Lord. Look on those souls that are bereaved of their loved ones. Look on Sister Betty Jones. Comfort her and her family. Strengthen them, O Lord. Work everything out for them. Make a way out of no way, O Lord. Oh, my God, help today, Lord. I pray that you will save some soul through this passing. Have your way and let your will be done. Look on the Edmond family. Oh, my God, continue to bless us. Continue to take us through and help us, oh, Lord. We know you're able. We know you got the power. Pray that you look on our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and our unsaved family members. Save them, oh, Lord. Use them in thy service. Help your people to go through, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. And we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you, Lord. We believe you today. We take you at your word. Our faith looks up to thee. We know you're able, oh, Lord, to do all things. And our trust is in you. Help us to continue to look to you, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the
opening prayer coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, we're going to have the opening scripture. And I'm going to be reading Isaiah, the 55th chapter, verses 6 through 9. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, than your thoughts. Thank the Lord for the reading of Isaiah, the 55th chapter, verses 6 through 9. May God bless the reading of his word.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the reading of the word of God from the book of Isaiah. We thank God for those scriptures. Now, we'd like to announce that Christian Temple is currently in their 61st annual convocation, and it is being held at Grace Temple, located at 717 Fire Tower Road, and that's in Loudsville, North Carolina. If you're in the area, they are in service right now. The service starts at 7 p.m., so if you would like to attend, feel free if you're in the area. And you can also listen to the Gospel Truth broadcast by calling 945-218-0218. Access code 5847-681#. And we are here every Tuesday night and Sunday night at 7 p.m. Also, on Tuesday night is Oldies but Goodies in the Gospel. We play oldies, messages that were preached by the evangelists and ministers back in the 90s. Glory to God. We have a wonderful time hearing the anointed word of God coming through our evangelists and ministers. So you can tune in at the Gospel Truth broadcast at 7 p.m. every Tuesday night. And you can visit the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, which is located 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, at 12 p.m. every Sunday. And on our prayer list, we want to remember to pray for Teresa Ray. She's really going through some things, and we know that God is able to heal her body. We want to continue to pray for the Turner family and Evangelist Hameen, and also the Edmond family. We lost our father, grandfather, and great-grandfather. So we're asking that you continue to pray for us in this trying time. We are going through it, but we're going through with the Lord. And we also want to remember to pray for Sister Betty Jones and her family. She lost her husband, Deacon Alexander Jones, and we are praying for them. We are praying for all those who are battling with cancer and afflictions and illnesses in their bodies, because we know that God is a healer and he can do wonders. He can work miracles in their lives that they might have a testimony unto God. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to get ready to hear a selection from Evangelist Cynthia Edmond. If she's on the line, we're going to ask her to come forth and give us a selection. Praise God. If not, then we will go into the word of God. But we're going to give way that she might sing a selection for us.
Clean me up. Clean me up. Purge me on the inside. Wash me on the outside, clean me up, clean me up, prepare me to meet my God. Clean me up, Purge me on the inside. Wash me on the outside. Clean me up. Clean me up. Prepare me to meet my God. Clean me up. Clean me up. Purge me on the inside. Wash me on the outside. Clean me up. Clean me up. Prepare me to meet my God. Oh, clean me up. Clean me up. Purge me on the inside. Wash me on the outside. Clean me up. Clean me up. Prepare me to meet my God. I want to be clean. I want to be cleaned up. 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 Clean me up. Clean me up. Purge me on the inside. Wash me on the outside. Clean me up. Clean me up. Prepare me to meet my God. Oh, clean me up. Clean me up, purge me on the inside, wash me on the outside. Clean me up, clean me up, prepare me to meet my God. One more time, clean me up, purge me on the inside, wash me on the outside. Clean me up. Clean me up, prepare me to meet my God.
Clean me up, praise God, thank the Lord for that selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. Don't you want the Lord to clean you up and prepare you to meet him in the air? I don't know about you, but I do. Praise God, we thank the Lord for that selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. And I also would like to announce that Evangelist Cynthia is scheduled to preach on Pastor Delavo's broadcast, and the number is 605-313-4122. And the access code is 1-878-69-POUND. I believe it's on the 11th and the 12th, and the 14th. So we look forward to that. She really preaches the word of God, and she preaches out of the Bible. She preaches what thus saith the Lord from the word of God. She's a very dynamic speaker, and we look forward to hearing her and hearing the word of God in a revival. Praise the Lord. So if you'd like to tune in, once again, that number is 605-313-4122. The access code, 187869. Get ready to hear the word of God. We have several of our evangelists who will be preaching on tonight. So don't touch that dial. Just stay right there. Here we go.
Above measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was Thank you.
Not all. We have some more for you. So stay tuned, Dada. We have some more words and some more preachers coming forth to bring the word of God. Praise God.
Thank you. I'm
Salvation. We're going to ask Evangelist Cynthia as she will prepare to lead us in the word of prayer, because we know that prayer changes things. So if you don't know the Lord, now is the time to get to know him. And if you've fallen away or strayed away or gotten weak in the Lord, now is the time to let the Lord strengthen you so that you can be ready when the Lord comes. Praise God. And if you're sick and you're afflicted in your body, God's grace is sufficient to heal you. He knows how to heal you better than the doctors. He is a doctor. So let us just give it over to the Lord and let him work it out. And if you don't know the Lord, God can help you to get to know him. Praise the Lord. We got to have him in order to make it into the kingdom of God. So let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer as Evangelist Cynthia Edmond lead us in a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our son Jesus, thanking you for this evening, Lord. We thank you for your word, my God. Thank you for these dying people, God. Heavenly Father, look down on us with compassion, God. Have mercy on us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, touch somebody's heart tonight. Touch their minds, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch bodies tonight, Lord. Heal tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch the bereaved families, Lord. You know all about it, God. Fix it tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Save such that need to be saved, Lord. Deliver the bound and set the captive free, God. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Sing your power tonight, Lord. Save, Lord. Filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Somebody is looking for a way out tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, help them to see that you are the way, Lord, the truth and the life, God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight, God. Have mercy on those souls in Israel, God. Move right now, Lord. Touch the hearts and minds of men, God. Cause them to let the hostages go, Lord. In the name of Jesus, cause them to put down their weapons, God. I know you're able, God. Move, Lord Jesus. Jesus, have your way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, let your will be done in our lives, God. Help us to do your will, Lord. Help us to preach your word, Lord. Help us to go where you send us, God. In the name of Jesus, help us to speak the words that you give, Lord. I know that you're able, God. Save our unsaved family members, Lord. Deliver tonight, God. Bind the works of Satan on every side, God. Destroy his kingdom, Lord. Tear down tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, look on the President of the United States, God. Touch him right now, God. Help him to lead the people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch his body, God. Touch his heart and his mind, Lord. I know you're able, God. Have your way, God. And let your will be done, Lord. Look on the whole United States of America, God. Save your people, Lord. Save from the four corners of the earth, my God. I know you're able, Lord. Have your eternal way and let your will be done, God. Those that are incarcerated, touch right now, God. Give somebody a mind to change their mind, Lord. Change their heart, God, and turn towards you, Lord. Look on those that are sick in the hospital, God. Touch and heal right now, God. In the name of Jesus, the bereaved families, God. Sister Betty Jones and her family, Lord. The Edmonds family, Lord, God. Have mercy, God. The Hameen family, Lord. Oh, God, deliver tonight, God. Look on Teresa in a special way, God. Touch her right now, God. Heal her body, Lord. Most of all, save her soul, God. Let your will be done in her life, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have your eternal way, God. Move in signs and wonders and work miracles, God. Continue to sing your word and your anointing, God. Let it go forth in power and in demonstration, God. Let it prick the heart unto repentance, Lord. Yes. I know you able, God. Oh, continue to bless on this broadcast, God. Bless the listeners, God. Oh, Father, give them strength, Lord Jesus. Help them to endure whatever they have to endure, God. Most of all, save, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. These and all things we ask of thee in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord for that prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia. Oh, we know prayer changes things. We are looking to the Lord for the saving of souls, for the healing of the body, and for deliverance to those that need strength, that the Lord will send on strength and encourage their hearts that they may be able to go a little further with the Lord. We thank the Lord for this broadcast on tonight. We thank him for the word of God, the precious word of God that was preached on tonight. We hope that you have received a blessing from the Lord. Very timely message. I tell you, we are living in terrible times. And we must have the word of God. So we praise God and thank God for everything that has been said and done thus far to the glory and honor of God. And now we're going to have remarks coming through Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds.
For the word.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for Evangelist Cynthia. And we ask that you tune in again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m., and we'll be back here again Sunday night at 7 p.m. Feel free to tune in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. Thank you again for listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast. We say good night and God bless you.